Hey everybody, this is Mr. Paul Jingles. It's December 1st, 2018. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. I am on the 10th hole at Rosedale. I didn't start on the first hole because there is a line already there. Yep, it's December 1st, and there's a line at Rosedale, so big surprise. Quick pro tip. If there's a lot of people on hole number 1 in the morning, just scoot over to the other parking lot and go to hole 10. And there's nobody there at all. So probably won't get in all 18 throws. I've only got about an hour to play, so I'm just going to play as many as I can and see how I do. Already got done with the drive. Had a pretty decent drive. I'm looking at a birdie right now. We'll see how it goes. I doubt I'll hit. This is looks like about 30 feet and into the wind. So wish me luck. All right. So it's a little muddy out, and my putting's gone to complete shit. So I double bogeyed hole number 10, even though I had a look at birdie. So I even have a little bit of cleats on, so I'm kind of bummed about that. But it's warm, so it's like 48 degrees or something like that. It's supposed to rain later today, so I really wanted to kind of get out and do something. I tried to get Treesbane to come out, but he said, "What do you got against Saturday mornings?" And I said, "I don't have anything against Saturday mornings, but I got to take my kids to music at noon, and they got a birthday party to go to. It's supposed to rain this afternoon, and then it's supposed to snow tomorrow. So, beggars can't be choosers. You got to take your opportunities when you get them. I moved to hole number 11. Hole number 11 is the downhill shot. This is where a lot of kids like to vape, I think is what they say. Some people probably smoke a lot of pot here too. It's kind of around the corner where you can't be quite seen as much. So there's a bench that has had a log knocked on top of it. There's plenty of seating here. So do with that what you will. I'm going to try and flick it because obviously I'm not going to set any course records today. Might as well try to work on my game. So throwing the TL3 sidearm, see how I do. God. So I did a little pocket podcast there for a while, so I'm not quite sure if I lost the audio from the last one. I did flick, I threw a forehand on hole number 11, probably the best forehand I've ever done. Ended up getting a par, so I'm pretty happy about that. So I'm going to push my luck. I'm going to try it again. I'm going to try ye old forehand and see if I can't do a little bit better than I was. So wish me luck. Sun's starting to come out. We got some blue sky out. It's kind of nice. This might be it for the next about 10 days, though, for disc golfing because it's supposed to be cold and snowy and pretty shitty. So, oh well, que sera, sera. Yep, I'm up to hole number 12. Wish me luck. Alright, so I'm doing a little bit better than I did on that very first hole. Maybe I'm warmed up. There's probably something to getting warmed up. No, I said that before, but I don't have the time. It's just the deal. Rosedale's kind of a weird place. I just saw a woman. I was on the 13th hole, and she pulled up beside it. There's a road that goes through it, and she proceeded to clean out her car. There's not even like a curb. She just kind of, there's plenty of parking here. So she could have pulled over to a parking lot and done it. But instead she was parked on the road. She cleaned out her car and she put a bunch of trash in the ditch. So as she was talking to, I'm assuming her boyfriend, on speakerphone, it was kind of a little surreal. Anyway, I'm up to hole number, 14? I don't know why I pulled out the buzz, because I think that the old TL3's been really tuned up for me today, so I'm going to stick with that one. This hole number 14 is playing the straightaway position, which is not my favorite. I really like when it's tucked down by the steps, but beggars can't be choosers on December 1st, so I'll play the straightaway one. There's a little grove of trees right there. The road is really close to this one, so I've always kind of disliked this one because you get really close to being, what do they call, OB. There's a lot of people out here trying to squeeze in one last round of disc before it gets too bad. I would say there's probably 30, 40 people, something like that. So I'm pretty fortunate that I've got a spot, a window, if you will, where I can play and not be interfered with too much. There's nobody on the hole behind me, but there's a threesome, I think, on the hole, or twosome on the hole before that one. Then there's a guy just kind of throwing his disc back and forth, trying to get warmed up. He's a smarter person than Mr. Bojangles, that's for sure. I just got a text from Treesbane. He said he is going to work on our latest podcast today. So hopefully that'll get released tomorrow, December 2nd, or maybe even tonight. So, and I'm actually kind of anxious to find out how his podcast with Disc and Jane went when they were in Vegas. That'll be interesting. So, looking forward to that. All right, so here I go, hole number 14. All right. So I'm making pretty good time right now. I'm up to hole number 15. I think I've gotten 4 birdies in a row, so that's fine. Had a little bit of a chance of getting a birdie on hole number 14, but couldn't seal the deal. It was a downhill shot, probably 25 yards, or 25 feet, 25 yards, 25 feet. Hole number 15 does offer an opportunity here for birdie if I can just throw the old tee devil correctly. Looks like it's in the A position, which is just 272 feet. So I got to squeeze it between a few trees, see if I can do that, and see if I can't get a birdie out of this. All right, finished up holes number 15 and 16. I parred both of them. I had birdie looks at both of them, but the putts were just a little too far. On hole number 16, I actually went straight through the chains, which that's always kind of frustrating, but at least I hit the chains. It's obviously not a tournament I'm playing, so I don't really care too much. Just glad to be on target. So, meh, whatever. Up to hole 17. Not quite sure what I'm going to do when I get back to hole number 1. If I'm going to continue to play or just call it a day and say, just played back 9. Probably just play back 9 and be done with it and then head on home. Got a pretty busy day. Let's see, I'm playing the A position on this one. It's par 3, 296 feet. Pretty muddy conditions out today, which is okay, since it snowed, I think, last Monday, which is kind of a bummer. There's still snow on the ground. Everything is kind of melting, and then it's supposed to snow again tomorrow. I'm going to actually get the destroyer out, just because I haven't, and there's a wide open field right here, so I can kind of see if it won't do something for me. I don't get to throw it very much. I like to have wide spaces for it because it's a mercurial disc for me. Sometimes it does just right, and sometimes it vanishes off into other locations. My throw on 16, I was a little disappointed because I had probably my best throw on 16 in a long time. I got all the way through the woods. But it tailed off to the left a little bit at the end, leaving me with that kind of lengthy putt. So, anywho, you probably don't really give a crap about how my game's going, but I'm going to tell you anyway. So, maybe you do. Maybe you're a big fan. At any rate, here I go at hole number 17. All right, so got my, 6th par in a row? I'm feeling good about that. I'm up to hole number 18, which is right along Mission Road. The wind is at my back. The threesome that was playing in front of me, just the one guy missed a putt, one guy missed a putt. They're just kind of donkey dicking around, but that's okay. It's in the classic B position, which is 376 from the tee pad. It's one of my favorite positions on hole number 18 because you can let it hyzer from a backhanded throw and go away from Mission Road, whereas the other ones kind of hug this grove of trees. It's not necessarily my best shot, and I've almost ended up down in Mission Road, which is not always the best feeling in the world. So it looks like the threesome in front of me is done with messing around on the hole. I'm about ready to throw. I think I'm just going to go ahead and forego playing 1 through 9. I think I'm just going to wrap it up here. And then I'm going to head to the liquor store and see if I can't get Treesbane some whiskey for his birthday. I might stop at Dynamic Discs and maybe see if there's any cheap discs there for him that he might think are cool or funny or something like that. So see how that goes. I might even pick up some beer for myself. Beer's kind of starting to sound good. Didn't have any last night, which helped with the old sleep. Watched the Ballad of, what's that guy's name? Something Scruggs. Coen Brothers movie. It was pretty freaking funny. But yeah, just kind of had a chill night with Sweet Lady Jingles and the kiddos, the kiddo jingles, and watched a movie and ate pizza. So, but tonight might be a different story. Might have a few brews. So here we go. A hole number 18. All right. So I wrapped up hole number 18 with a par. So I'm pretty happy with that. Two over after starting with a double bogey on hole number 10. You can't really complain about that too much. So once again, it is December 1st, which I always think is a really weird time of the year because technically it's fall, but it's December. And in my mind, I always think, you know, December equals winter. So I would submit to society in general, why don't we make some changes to what officially is the season? And I know we're all based on where the sun is, but really, who gives a flying fuck? I mean, we all think in terms of December 1st being winter, and really, actually, any time after Thanksgiving. Shouldn't fall just end on Black Friday? Similarly, you know, when you're at March 1st, I don't feel like it should be winter. That should be spring, right? Or maybe like that whole month should just be like March Madness season. Maybe we should add a fifth season called March Madness and then just start spring in April. That seems like that would ring true to me. So have winter be December, January, February, then have a season called March Madness. And then I guess you could go March Madness / spring training if you're more baseball type guy. And then spring starts on April 1st, and then it runs, in Kansas, it probably runs to, let's say Memorial Day, and then just have summer start, and Memorial Day, from Memorial Day to Labor Day, that's just called summer, and then after Labor Day, then you call it fall, to Thanksgiving. I think that that is a more perfect system than sitting there and trying to worry about how far away we are from the sun, or the tilt of the earth, and all that goddamn bullshit. Anyway, that's my two cents. I was glad to get out here, though. It was nice temperature. Nine holes felt about right. So there you go. So keep banging those chains, guys. And by the way, you're probably wondering yourself, well, when does disc golf season start, Mr. Pole Jingles? Disc golf season doesn't have a season. It's all year long. And if you can't keep up, then maybe it's time you hung up the bag. Calling you out, all you people that quit because there's a little snow on the ground. Treesbane, I'm kind of looking at you. Don't blush. It's all right. He promised that he's going to get back in the swing of things soon. Probably if I stopped trying to play disc golf at 9 in the morning, that would help. But anyway, this wraps up the back 9 holes of Rosedale disc golf course up top. So keep banging the chains. Take care. See you later.
Oh, thank you.